This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning.
Now, I guess actually it's nighttime where you are now. Thank you so much for speaking to us. You're a bit busy at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, actually super busy at the moment. We're on the road. We're touring California in the northwest of the states right now, and also finishing up a brand new record, our sixth full-length album right now, too.
Does it really stretch the friendships in the band when you do a new album? You've done a few now, so you probably have worked out most of the bugs, but, I mean, does it cause a bit of tension?
No, actually, not at all. We, especially this record, we had a really relaxed approach. Everybody's been really comfortable and, like, had a really good time making it so far. I personally go through a little bit of stress sometimes because I also co-produce the albums, and so it's just a full plate sort of thing. But it's so much fun to make music that, you know, the stress is just like, you know, something that comes with it.
Tell us the story of Reliant K.
Okay. Well, when I was about 15 years old, I was working at a restaurant, and I decided that I wanted to buy a guitar. So next day I bought a guitar, and right around the same time my friend Matt, who's the guitar player in Reliant K, he also had bought a guitar. And we taught ourselves how to play and started writing songs, and the band just kind of started. And we made a demo, and we were a band for about a month. And then this guy in this band called DC Talk, his name's Toby McKeon, he heard our demo and signed us up for, like, basically what was a developmental record deal where Goatee Records watched our band develop for about 2 years before they ever put out a record. And then in the year 2000, we got to put out our first album, and fortunately people have been interested in our music enough that we keep getting to make albums. And that's where we are 10 years later.
Give us a history on the name as well. Why Reliant K?
Well, in Detroit, back in the 80s, they made a car called the Reliant K. It was spelled R-E-L-I-A-N-T-K. And Matt, the other guitar player in the band, drove one around. And we used to basically make fun of him for it because it was a pretty beat-up basic car, and it's just kind of funny. And so then it became so iconic with our friends and just like our little inside joke that we called the band Reliant K. We changed the spelling just in case we got sued or something.
Very wise. Now, Christmas time hasn't been the same for us here at Hope 103.2 for a couple of years now because of your Christmas album, Let It Snow, Baby, Let It Rain. It's the best Christmas album I've ever heard.
Oh, cool.
I mean, when you came together to do a Christmas album, I suppose all artists to kind of get that sort of word from their record company, oh, we need a Christmas album. You really should do a Christmas album. And the temptation is to, I don't know, do another kind of like an Amy Grant type style Christmas album. But you guys have done something really quirky. Explain the reasons why you did what you did.
Okay. Actually, Christmas records or Christmas music for us has never been requested from the record label. It's always just been our idea, and it actually comes from my little sister. She just graduated from med school, and she's a super huge fan of just Christmas music in general. So every year, I just want to record new Christmas songs so my sister has something to listen to over the holidays. And you know, it's fun. I mean, it's a really cool thing too, because you can put out new songs every year, you can update the album, and Christmas music is I don't know, it's a pretty feel good genre of music, I guess, if you can call it a genre. So
explain your sound for us. If someone was to hear you for the first time or haven't heard you yet, heard a song of yours yet,
yeah,
how would you describe what Reliant K sounds like?
It's up-tempo rock and roll is what I like to say, but we definitely have influences from a lot of pop punk bands such as Blink-182, and then influences from a lot of piano acts such as like Enfold, Coldplay, stuff like that as well.
And what would be, I guess, the mission statement of Reliant K? What would be the main message that you want to drive home when you are singing, performing, writing, recording?
Yeah, most of our songs, especially, you know, the serious ones, are written from an introspective standpoint. Basically, just I look at my life and a lot of times just try to figure out what I could do better or how I could improve or how I could be a better person, and I write songs about that. And a lot of times people can relate to the experiences, that I've had. and they can get something positive out of the music. And ever since we started our band, that's kind of been our MO. Our mission objective has just been to, like, let's make people think about their lives in maybe a more positive way, maybe encourage people to do good things through our music. And, you know, it's definitely cool to see results of that. People emailing us saying, you know, you changed the direction of my life at this time, or, you know, I was depressed and thought about killing myself for your song. You know, stuff like that's really cool. And the fact that we can play a role in people's lives just through lyrics and melodies, it's awesome.
Now, I've found out that you guys have performed on The Jay Leno Show and Conan O'Brien. I'm big fans of those shows, I've got to say. What was it like to be on such a show and such a, from what we can understand in Australia, a show that shows that are quite popular and an important part of life in the US?
Yeah, it's pretty nerve-wracking. It's the only time I ever get nervous to play a show is when we have to play it on TV, because it's a challenge. Most bands do not sound as good as they normally do live on television, just because of the way that, you know, the recording and all that stuff's set up, and basically you're very exposed. All your little mistakes, you know, are magnified, and so it's scary, but I think I'm starting to grow up a little bit. You know, we've played Leno 3 times and a couple of the other ones, and I think hopefully next time we have to do it, I won't be as nervous, because I'm just trying to, like, pretend it's not that big a deal. But yeah, those shows scare me.
Are they good guys when you meet them? I'm sure you meet them before the show starts. Are they nice?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And you know, we're not really, being typical rock stars either. We're pretty nice, polite kids, so they always enjoy having us around.
Tell us a bit about the new album you've got happening at the moment, this massive project. Tell us, Forget and Not Slow Down?
Yeah, it's called Forget and Not Slow Down, and that comes from just... the lyric, I'd rather forget and not slow down and gather regret for the things I can't change now. It's about, you know, learning from mistakes and moving forward with your life, but doing it in a passionate way. And the whole record is about, passionately just figuring out what's next, like what is next for us, for me, for just anything. And I'm really excited about the album. It's by far my favorite one that we've ever recorded. It's a little different for us too. It's not a pop punk album per se, but it's still pretty fast and pretty rock and roll. And I can't wait for people to hear it.
Well, are you on track to still have it finished by October or so?
Yeah, I'd love to have it out in October. I wish we could bring it with us when we came over in September, but it's going to be a month away.
Oh, gee, I was hoping you'd say that, but no, that's cool. Tell us about EXO Day. What's drawn you to come out this year and play?
Well, of course, just the fact that we love the Australian people and, you know, we can't wait to get back to Sydney. That's kind of a huge part of it. But, you know, I've heard about the event, about all the different stuff you guys do during the day. And I don't know, it just sounds like a really cool thing to be a part of. And honestly, you know, we're honored that you guys would call us up and ask us to come over. So it's exciting.
On stage, backstage, are there any kind of specific kind of Reliant K things that you do, like the green M&Ms or anything like that?
Yeah, we have, like, before the show, our one guitar player, John Schneck, will come over and give everybody daps, like, you know, like a little, you know, when your fist, you know, you knock fists together or whatever. Yep. I guess we always do that. And then usually I try to drink a sugar-free Red Bull before we play, just to, you know, it's like my placebo. I think it helps the show, but it probably doesn't. That's about it for us. We're pretty chill, laid-back guys. So, yeah, we don't really have a lot of traditional things.
Good. Look, Matt, looking forward to meeting you and the guys of Reliant K on September 19 with the big EXO Day at the Sydney Showground. Great to talk to you today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.